I would like to reiterate that everyone involved in that piece of production worked very hard on it. Very, very hard on it. Me, Stiz, and young Jacob.
I just laugh.
Put that together.
Every time.
And you can tell. Sometimes you can tell when you hear a piece of imaging that a lot of work was put into it, and it reflects in the quality and all that. And
the work speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself immediately.
We talked about Jaden Daniels having it at the quarterback position.
Yes.
That has it.
It does.
I don't know how it got to there. But that has it.
It does. All right. Who's on Bill Watch right now? And is Bill even into any of the potential ideas for any of these teams? The New York Jets, I think we can scratch right off of Bill Watch. Can't
I know
we?
They should be on Bill Watch, but he continues to crap all over Woody Johnson every
no
time
way.
He speaks.
Unless Woody Johnson has some sort of like humiliation fetish, and he just wants Bill to be there to insult him to his face while you know he sits there in his underwear, then I don't think that's going to be it. Other than that, though, who is a legitimate target here on Bill Watch?
We got to go back to where we always go back to, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
The Dallas Cowboys. The
two-game losing streak for them.
Losing streak, the finger-pointing, the weirdness to it, the Diggs lack of authority that I think we'll get into later. Diggs coming out to address a reporter. The owner sort of embarrassing himself and having his off-the-field issues. So on the field, they're a team that we all probably think has more talent than they're performing up to right now. And then off the field, they're starting to look very Patriot, saying dumb things. Players are saying dumb things. Owners saying, GM saying dumb things. The best way to fix all that is to bring maturity, right? Leadership, Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
But the further we go here, the further I think Jerry Jones isn't going to do it. Because you're going to get to some point where it's too late.
Yeah.
I think it's still salvageable. If you believe Bill can turn it around, he's still going to need some time. You need to let him land on his feet. And the further you push this off, then I get to the... Well, what's the point in, you know, if you get to mid-November, late November, then what's the point?
You know, the Cowboys have not won a home game this year?
Really?
Cowboys are 0-3 at home.
Cowboys
they're 0-3
fans.
In Dallas.
Cowboys fans have not seen a win.
They have not seen
AT&T.
A win. They're 3-1 on the road, and they're 0-3 at home. And the Giants are 0-4 at home, too. So the two teams at the bottom of the NFC East are 0-7 combined in their home stadium. But for Dallas... I mean, Dallas was supposed to be riding high. It's supposed to be them in Philadelphia, and that was what the NFC East was going to be. No one expected Washington to look like this. Everyone expected the Giants to look like this. But the Cowboys have really, I think, taken a turn here. They have a very negative point differential. They're getting beat up pretty good. And I don't know if they're one Bill Belichick away from turning it all around either. I don't know what's wrong with that team, but it's clearly not working right now. And I think that going with another year of him with McCarthy was a big mistake.
Absolutely. But it's what Jerry Jones does, and I don't know if it's a financial thing. I don't know if it's a control thing. But he has done that over the years, and you should have hired Bill in the offseason. You should have hired him in September. You should hire him in October. He would make your team better.
Yep.
Like, I'm not sure Bill is still a great coach and leader of men. Like, I have questions about his ability right now, but there is no question in my mind he's better than McCarthy, and he would give you some sort of bump over the remainder of the season. If you want to make the playoffs, hire Bill Belichick.
All right. Anybody else other than Dallas? There's not a lot of other options here. Jacksonville's still got to be on the table at some point. They lost again.
Yep.
They're what are they, 2-6, just like the Patriots are? That's a team that's probably going to make some kind of move. I don't know if it's a team he'd want to take over. If it's between Dallas and Jacksonville, you go Dallas 100% out of 100.
Oh, absolutely.
Who else? Who else is even
about
on the list?
Cincinnati? You mentioned those teams being 0-4 at home. Cincinnati, 0-4 at home. The 3-5 Bengals. And they're in a weird spot because... this is the year they kept it together, quote-unquote,
right,
with T. Higgins, with the franchise tag, the Jamar Chase contract. Where are you going moving forward? Zach Taylor, I don't know. He creates no confidence for me. And their track record of starting slow and having to dig out of holes and everything, and they may still dig out of it, but to me, this isn't just for them in particular. Isn't just about this year. It's about, is Zach Taylor a long-term leader of that franchise? And we've talked about the Paul Brown connection, Mike Brown connection, the sort of thing there. So I think they could be in the mix, but it doesn't feel like they're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. The only other team that's even on my radar is the Giants. Again, maybe not a team that Bill wants to take over because they suck so bad, but I'm also questioning the Belichick market this offseason. I'm questioning how big that's going to be. There was no market for him really at all in his first year of availability. I don't know how many favors he's doing himself with all this media stuff that he's doing. I don't know if that's getting people. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Every single time he does an appearance with Matt Patricia, Like, that's bold of him to do, because I feel like Matt Patricia represents one of his biggest missteps that he's had in his entire career. Yep. Was bringing Patricia back and saying, you know what, this guy can run the offense, he's my guy, it's fine. Like, that, having him on that podcast, if I'm an owner of a team and I see that, I think, you know what, this guy's just going to bring in all his cronies again, he's going to find something for Patricia to do, he's going to have him running the offer, whatever it is, and we're not allowed to question it, and if it doesn't go right away, we got a 73-year-old head coach that we can't fire until the end of the second year. Like, that I think is something that people are going to look at and go, you know, not worth it. I just don't think it's worth it. And in the short term,
there's also this idea that he seems to kind of like the media now. He's right. Kind of growing on him, getting more comfortable. So are he and Lombardi going to be making fun of me in a year, 2 years, right?
Maybe.
I don't necessarily want him doing that.
Yeah.
He's ripping the Patriots. He's ripping the Jets and Woody Johnson, which is fine because there's probably a lot of owners that think Woody Johnson's a boob too, I'm sure, in that little fraternity circle that they have. But if you bring him in and don't succeed, he's going to blame you. He's not going to blame himself. And you're going to see him, Patricia, and Mike Lombardi sitting at a table like the Patriots have to look at every week, taking pot shots at you from afar. And I wonder if it's worth, that's another layer of this that almost is unexpected, that is he worth the trouble at 73?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bill.
Brian just said in my ear, what about Chicago? You get rid of Eberflus.
Their head coach is 14-27 in 2.5 years with the Bears. They just had an complete collapse on Sunday.
They did.
This is a team that does actually have a lot of talent. Belichick doesn't really like the quarterback a lot. If you've seen some of the stuff he's done on
Caleb
Williams.
He doesn't like the quarterback, and I don't think that you put a rookie second-year quarterback with a 73-year-old head coach who's going to be gone in a year. That doesn't make sense. You want three coaches in 3 years for the kid? Like, that's a dangerous path to go
down. Are you
going to
stick with a coach who's currently 14-27, clearly doesn't know how to win?
No, but I don't think you go from him to Belichick.
What if you go from him to Belichick and McDaniels, and McDaniels is the coach in waiting?
Sounds familiar. Sounds like something they've tried before. I don't know about that. But
it's a younger, offensive-minded coach that you could pair up long-term with Caleb Williams, but Belichick gives McDaniels the credibility because McDaniels seems to have problems establishing his own culture footing within organizations,
sure,
right?
Does.
So if Bill holds his hand for 2 years and then Bill goes off into the sunset, he's got a rapport with Caleb Williams. He stays on, elevates to head coach. I'm just spitballing.
I swear,
here.
I feel like we had these exact, not you and me, but I feel like I was having these exact same conversations about those two guys on the Patriots 7 years ago.
And doesn't Belichick love NFL history? Like, goes to a team that's over 100 years old, has all this history.
He
would love it.
So I've done stories with him about history and crap, and he's allured by the history. I think Clark Shaughnessy was there. He has a lot
of respect.
You can
talk about Sid Luckman, all these guys from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Belichick would be in heaven.
Absolutely. Like, there is an aspect to that. Now, he'd probably hate the stadium with the new age part. He'd probably like the old part that's still
there. Right, no, he wouldn't let them move.
Yeah. But, I think they're in the mix probably to some degree. But I think the bigger question is what you bring up. Fast forward. Okay, we're starting to get to the point where it's seeming less and less likely because what's the point doing it this late in the year?
Yeah.
We're at the midway point, basically, of the season. But our team's starting to get their ducks in order. Is Belichick going to be atop the list? Because we had one texter. Where did it go? 781. All of these teams you're mentioning should hire Vrabel before Belichick.
Good point. Yeah, right.
And he's out there, too, as a younger, available, successful. Not as successful, obviously. He doesn't have the resume.
Nope.
But also, he's 54 or something. You could hire him and think you're getting your coach for the next two decades.
Yeah, if things go right.
Whereas Belichick,
you don't know for sure that there's an expiration date on
Belichick
it. Yeah.
At best is like a 2 or a 3 year option at this point. He's going to be the oldest coach in the history of football, and that plays into it. Then you play into the part that, well, he rips his ex-employers on the every podcast and TV show he can get on, and he seems to like doing that. I don't know. Like, the more trouble than he's worth is a legitimate question for Bill Belichick.
All right.
Oh, Bill Belichick.